Shalom, Australia. Hundreds of people attended the funeral of Hadar Cohen, age 19, from Or Yehuda on Thursday. Hadar was one of the border police women who exhibited enormous heroism at the Damascus Gate on Wednesday. She was part of a three-member squad that spotted three Palestinians behaving in a suspicious manner and asked to see their identification papers. As one attacker withdrew his ID card, the others opened fire and pulled out knives to attack the officers. The 19-year-old, who was shot in the head by one of the Palestinian gunmen, managed to return fire before losing consciousness, hoping to thwart a potentially much worse attack by the three assailants. Praising her at the funeral were Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan and Police Chief Ronnie Elshesh. Ravit Mirishlavli, a border police colleague of Cohen's who was seriously injured in the attack, came to the funeral from the hospital. Cohen's father, Ofer, eulogized his daughter, saying, "My beloved Hadar, my dearest daughter, who was more beloved to me than anything, how am I supposed to say goodbye to you now?" Thousands of Palestinian residents of Kabatia in the northern West Bank attended the funerals on Friday for the perpetrators, Ahmed Abu al-Rub, Mohammed Kamil, and Ahmed Rajah Ismail Karatne of Kabatia, describing them as martyrs. Ramla Mayor Yoel Lavi said, "This is not characteristic of the Arab community in Ramla. Ramla is a multicultural city in which Jews and Arabs live in coexistence." After two 13-year-old girls from the city attempted to stab a security guard at the central bus station on Thursday. The girls' mothers, who worked for the municipality, were shocked by their daughter's actions. One said she had no idea her daughter was planning a terror attack and did not know where she and the other 13-year-old got the long kitchen knives they used. The teens told police the attack was revenge for the situation in the Al-Aqsa Mosque and was in protest of Israel's killing of Palestinians. One of the mothers said on Friday, "We never thought we'd find ourselves in a situation like this. I can't believe it, honestly." She is raising six children by herself after her husband left for Gaza a few years ago and said that her daughter told her a few weeks ago that she wanted to die because life was so hard and the family had no money. "I told her, don't be depressed, don't take it to heart so." The mother issued an impassioned apology on Friday for her daughter's actions, praised the guard for not opening fire on the girls, and said she hoped all of Israel would soon find peace. At least two Palestinians threw Molotov cocktails at a military jeep on patrol close to Halhul, north of Hebron, on Friday. Responding to an immediate threat, the soldiers fired on them, killing 17-year-old Haitham al-Baou. Another was arrested. Knesset member Jamal Zahalke of the Joint Arab List described those who killed Israelis as victims of the occupation on Friday, defending his meeting, along with MK's Hanan Zoabi and Basil Gattas, with the families earlier in the week. Gattas described them as martyrs. The MKs met with the father of Baha Alian, a Palestinian who was part of a two-man team which killed Israelis Chaim Khaviv, Alon Goldberg, and Richard Lakin in Jerusalem in October, with relatives of other killers. The meeting at which the relatives asked the MKs to help them pressure the government to release the terrorist bodies for burial has drawn condemnation from across the Israeli political spectrum. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday said members of the Knesset who go to comfort the families of terrorists who murdered Israelis do not deserve to be in the Israeli Knesset. He has asked the Attorney General to investigate what sanctions can be taken. Energy Minister Yuval Steinitz said yesterday that the Egyptian military flooded several smuggling tunnels beneath the Gaza Strip's southern border at Israel's request. At an event in Beersheba, Steinitz stated that the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi had destroyed numerous tunnels built by the Islamist Hamas terrorist group, which rules the Palestinian enclave, including during last October, on Israel's behalf. The security establishment is critical that the cooperation has been made public. The Knesset rejected on Wednesday a proposal brought forward by the Zionist Union to set up a parliamentary investigative committee to probe an alleged link between birth defects and pollution caused by heavy industry in the Haifa region. The proposal followed media reports on a University of Haifa study that appeared to show a link between high pollution levels in the Haifa area and birth defects. The University of Haifa study, released on Sunday, was commissioned by the Health and Environmental Protection Ministries and identifies Kiryat Chaim, Kiryat Bialik and the southern Kiryat Tivon as the epicenters of pollution-related disorders and says that residents there are 5 times more likely to develop lung cancer and lymphoma than those living elsewhere in Israel. Moshe Ivki, one of the most admired and busy actors in Israel, was accused by 6 women of sexual harassment this past week. The claims against Ivki were an open secret within the theatre and entertainment industry, but the affair got out due to a former employee of a Haifa theatre who has filed a warning before a lawsuit against the theatre. The employee claimed that Ivki sexually harassed her during their work together and that she reported this to the theatre's management, but her complaint was not handled properly. Ivki has denied all accusations. Yankel Ben Sira died on Thursday of heart failure at Iqaluh Hospital in Tel Aviv. He was 88. Ben Sira acted in dozens of movies and plays and was one of the most recognizable of Israeli actors. He appeared in early classics of the Israeli cinema in the 60s and 70s, among them Ephraim Kishon Salach Shabati and Ervinka, Yosef Milo's kibbutz drama, He Walked in the Fields, and melodramas such as George Avadia's Harbor of Love and Nurit. He also acted in Menachem Golan's musical Kazablan, and Golan took him along to Hollywood where he launched an international production company there with Yoram Globus. Ben Sira went on to appear in big-budget films including Sahara with Brooke Shields, Puss in Boots with Christopher Walken, and several other movies. Ben Sira's co-star in Casablanca and star of Hair, singer Gabi Shoshan, who suffered from depression, took his life yesterday at the age of 66. He was found unconscious in his home in Holon by a friend who called emergency services. Resuscitation attempts failed. Born in Morocco in 1950, Shoshan moved with his family to Israel when he was 5 years old. Drawn to music from a young age, the singer was influenced by British and American rock and pop in the 1960s and began a brief acting career before turning to music full-time in the 70s. His latest album was released just 3 months ago. Fashion store Goldberry's decision to fire Israeli actress Ayelet Zurer, 46, as its house model and replace her with a 25-year-old, sparked a national debate on women's rights in the industry. Zurer, a Tel Aviv-born actress who had had prominent roles in Steven Spielberg's 2005 film Munich and the 2013 Superman franchise Man of Steel, sued the chain of discount fashion stores last month for wrongful dismissal after working for 11 years as their house model. The lawsuit alleges that the owners told Zurer that her looks had deteriorated and then fired her, saying that she'd missed a photo shoot because of a minor operation last year. They replaced her with 25-year-old Esti Ginsberg. Despite the cold winter weather and the security situation, Jerusalemites are enjoying the Sha'on Chorev festival throughout February, with sponsored events such as wine tastings, music workshops, and literary chats in various venues throughout the capital. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.